Thanks again for joining me here at my bookstore blog. Thanks for subscribing. Books not found at your so-called Christian bookstore, right? So many versions. Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck. 20th century English versions of the Bible, revised and enlarged edition. On page 174, about the good news for modern man, the Good News Bible, today's English version, otherwise known as the Tweedly D, not the TEV. The concept of the translation. The TEV is based on a concept of translation known as dynamic equivalence. Okay, and we talked about that in part two, because Bratcher, the one who put this Tweedly D together, admitted that there is no inerrant, infallible Bible. There's just dynamic equivalency. And so when you have that belief, when you're not a Bible believer, you will create your own religion. You will create your own doctrine, ultimately sending your soul to hell. I mean, people have their belief systems, and ultimately that's where they end up, according to what they believe, not according to what the Bible says, and not according to what they believe about the Bible, okay? And that's a whole nother story. People will read a verse and insert words in it that aren't there. That's how they've been taught. And so this is the norm for these people, to do whatever they want with God's words, because they don't have God's words and they don't believe there are God's words. So it's easy to do that. And so Eugene Knight of the American Bible Society describes it thus: to translate is to try to stimulate in the new reader, in the new language, the same reaction to the text the original author wished to stimulate in his first and immediate readers. This is, to be sure, an unattainable goal that can be only approximately achieved. But in striving toward it, the translator is less concerned with a literal word-by-word rendering and more concerned with the meaning of the original and the way that meaning can best be stated in natural English. How about that? There's no originals, in case you didn't know that. There's no originals on the face of the planet. Moses had copies of the Ten Commandments because he broke the originals. Read your Bible. This means, Bratcher says, that no attempt is made to translate a given Greek word by the same word in English, but always to use the English word or expression that most faithfully and naturally represents this meaning of the Greek word in the context in which it is used. Did you know there is not one Greek translation that matches any Bible translation? And he doesn't even tell you what Greek he's talking about. There are thousands. And this is what they do. They make themselves seem so smart by mentioning the Greek when actually they're making themselves dumber. The translator is primarily concerned with faithfulness to the message of the original, which no one has. Having determined what the message is from the original, so how does he determine that? He asks himself, how would the author have said this if he were writing it in English? Well, who's the author of God's perfect words, the 1769 King James Bible? This principle has been used not only in the GNB, but also in the NEB and other recent translations. The NIV is the other one. But one of the hallmarks of the GNB is its use of common language English. By this is meant that part of the English language understood by the people from all walks of life and all levels of education who read and write English. Although no arbitrary limit is set on the vocabulary, a studious effort is made to keep the language simple and direct. The Bible must be made understandable, not only to Christians with little formal education, but also to non-Christians who are unfamiliar with technical religious vocabulary. Not only must the language of the elite be avoided, but also slang, regional and provincial expressions, as well as idioms, are kept to a minimal. More next week.